How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan, and this is the Daily Nerd Devo. So if you're listening to this the day it came out, or, well, the day I'm recording it, to be fair, also, is a Saturday, which is not a normal day we upload devotions. But, I don't know, just felt like this one was something I needed to do, so here we are. It's been an interesting week, and we're still in the week of the weeks of the 2020 Olympics. Very recently, one of the U.S.'s preeminent competitors, athletes, Simone Biles, made the decision to remove herself from the competitions. She doesn't feel like she's in the right place mentally to be doing this. And while I'm disappointed, because the girl's real good, she's under a lot of pressure. And she's like 24. She's had to make some tough choices, and I respect that. I think it's important for all of us, Olympic competitors or whoever, podcasters, whatever it is. I think it's important for all of us, especially as Christians, to know when we need to say that we're not okay, that we need to stop, that we need to take a break, that we need to change how we're approaching the situation. Because I think It's not until you make that choice to say, no, I'm not okay right now, that you can start to open up to it and make a change. And I think the sooner you're willing to admit that you need to take a step back from something, the better. I don't think you need to look at it as a bad thing, or like you're disappointing someone, or you're letting them down, or you're not reaching the expectations that are set for you. If you're not in a good place, that's what's important. You need to be in a good place. We want you to be in a good place. God wants to help you be in that good place, and I believe He will. I believe it's possible to be okay again, to get back to where you want to be in your life, in a physical sense, in a mental, emotional, spiritual sense, in all of those ways. I think it is possible to get back to that point, and it requires work and time and effort, and much like in Simone's case, a willingness to say no. There's a song I was listening to, that I've listened to a lot lately, that I found kind of randomly. It's called Be Alright. It's by Danny Gokey, Evan Kraft, and Ready Me Too. It's a great song. If you haven't heard it, it's really good. Would highly recommend you go listen to it. It's just kind of this, if you watch the music video, it goes through this process of watching Ready Me Too realize that right now he's not okay. Danny and Evan trying to, you know, help him and pray with him and figure out those moments and where he needs to be. And I think that's important for us as Christians too, to be supportive of each other when we're not okay. And to know that we can be honest with each other. I have people I know I can be honest with when I'm not all right. I've had to do it at some points in the last couple of years. Say, hey, I'm dealing with some stuff and I'm not doing well. And they talk with me and they're there for me and it's great. I cannot recommend it enough. My point in all of this, and especially the point of the song, is in the long run, yes, we deal with a lot and our world is dark and it's heavy and there's problems. But eventually, now or in heaven, one or the other, it's going to be okay. You have to trust God that He does, as the song says, He does have the whole world in His hands. I know it's a child's nursery rhyme, but it doesn't matter. It's accurate. He has us, He cares for us, He loves us, and we are going to be okay. Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I challenge you to take that verse, make it your prayer to God. Your prayer for you, your prayer for those around you, you know who need it. God wants to help. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the show or come hang out with us on the Facebook page over at the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much.